Health officials say about 10,000 doses of the first federally approved COVID-19 vaccine have arrived in Wisconsin. That's about one-fifth of the doses expected in the state by later this week. Healthcare workers are supposed to be the first to get the vaccine, but most won't be vaccinated until later this month. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach also reports that the pandemic seems to be easing in Wisconsin, but doctors warn it's far from over.
State officials say the doses of the vaccine made by Pfizer were delivered yesterday to two distribution centers, or hubs. UW Health, the healthcare agency part of UW Madison, says it then started immunizing some of its frontline employees. But the State Department of Health Services says there are about 400,000 healthcare workers in Wisconsin, so some of them won't receive a shot for weeks. Immunization manager Stephanie Schauer describes who's supposed to be first in line.
Individuals who provide direct patient service, either compensated and uncompensated, engage in healthcare services that place them into contact with patients who are able to transmit COVID-19 and/or those who are in contact with infectious material containing COVID-19.
Schauer cautions the Pfizer vaccine requires two doses. The second will be given 21 days after the first. Medical College of Wisconsin President and CEO John Raymond says, like many vaccines, the COVID ones will have localized side effects.
That include injection site tenderness, redness and swelling, and some systemic symptoms such as fever, fatigue, nausea, headache, joint pain, and muscle aches. These are to be expected and should go away within 1 to 2 days.
State immunization official Schauer promises the healthcare workers and other people immunized later will be monitored and encouraged to report any unusual side effects.
So we have the vaccine adverse events reporting system, which is in place. And that, once again, that is where a provider or an individual can report any adverse event. And that is done to the CDC at the federal level. We have the new program called VSafe, which is something that individuals will go ahead and receive a text or can respond via the web on a daily basis in the period after vaccination and report any symptoms or issues that they are having.
Dr. Raymond of the Medical College cautions that the studies leading up to the emergency authorization of the Pfizer vaccine excluded many children and included very few women who are pregnant.
So right now, children under 16 and pregnant women are probably not going to be on the list of folks that receive the vaccine early on.
The FDA is expected to approve a second coronavirus vaccine made by Moderna later this week, with shipments to the states expected next week. Wisconsin is slated to receive 100,000 doses of that product. People will need to get two shots of the Moderna vaccine 28 days apart. The state says it hopes to start getting residents of long-term care facilities, like nursing homes, their first shot by the end of the month. Other groups will come after that, and the state may announce a more specific timetable later this week. The focus on the vaccine should not take away from ongoing concerns about the pandemic, says Dr. Raymond of the Medical College. The state reported 12 more deaths yesterday and another 2,100 confirmed cases of COVID-19. Raymond says there may be several reasons the increase in deaths and cases have been slowing down a little the last couple of weeks. But he says Wisconsin is likely far from achieving what's known as herd immunity.
We are not close to 70% of the population having been infected. We may be at 30% if you believe some of the upper boundary estimates, but that simply is not enough to confer herd immunity to our population.
So Raymond says masks and social distancing will remain the norm for months. That even goes for people who are vaccinated because they could still temporarily host the coronavirus and spread it to others who have not been immunized. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.